just off Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Atlanta's Vine City neighborhood, there's a home with a blue sign on the front that reads Georgia Pool Checkers Association. For the last 50 years, it's been a meeting place for African-American men around the Atlanta area who play a game called pool checkers. Today, the club doesn't have as many members as it once did, but just about every afternoon, you'll still find at least a few players battling it out over a checkerboard, as we learn in this Atlanta sound.
We at 16 Griffin Street, the Georgia Pool Checker Association.
We basically sit around here and play pool checkers.
It's more of a challenge to play pool checkers than it is to play straight checker, because you have so many variations of things that you can do. Straight checkers, a king can only move one dot at a time, one space at a time, forward or backwards. But in pool checkers, he can move several spaces. Now, and a single man can jump forward or backwards in pool checkers. In straight checkers, you can only jump with a single man forward.
So mostly people that play straight checkers don't play pool checkers. For the simple reason, if you get in a customer playing pool checkers and you start playing straight checkers, you're going to retard one of your game. Now then, you want to draw?
No.
I asked the question, mister.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, I don't want them.
A lot of people just, you know, that's looking at the game, you can't tell, but this game, ooh-wee, you have a good time playing. My strategy is trying to always trap my opponent. You got to have a lot of strategy and all that to play this game.
You kidding me?
No, I ain't.
Yes, you will.
Six.
The person that plays checkers down here has a nickname. Usually, if you're a strong player, you just give yourself a nickname, or somebody else will give you one, like Concrete, Black Mama, Head Busting John. Yeah, if you can't play real well, you're a ham. Yeah, that's me. Something good to eat.
Jump again.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You know everything else. Why you don't know that?
I do know everything else. Now, you so smart. I tell you one thing, you're an intelligent guy.
And when you're playing against a man, you hear somebody say, move, sucker, or yo, move, ham, or trash talking, they call it. You say some things that might be derogatory if you get off in the street. You wouldn't say to a guy, but you can say it down here, and it won't pose a problem while you're playing checkers.
You ain't worried about nobody getting hostile. We just all friends, and we tease each other a little bit, but we just all friends.
I love the gang. I live and breathe and eat the gang. Can you imagine, since 35 years, I've been hanging on this corner 35 years. Now, I was real young when I first started. Now I'm almost 60 years old.
A lot of time we get in the doghouse at home playing checkers rather than being at home. My wife knew I played checkers before we got married. We've been married about 30 years, and I'm still playing checkers.
We had a couple to play one time from 4 o'clock that evening to 12 o'clock the next day. They were battling for a day and a half playing checkers.
If you interfere with the checkers, you don't do it. You get rid of anything to interfere with the checkers. See how much fun that was? That's what I call a whole lot of fun.
That was Stuart Knox, along with Elmer Mixon, Willie Robinson, and Reverend Willie H. Sumlin, all members of the Georgia Pool Checkers Association. A very big thanks to Stephanie Stokes of WABE for bringing us this Atlanta Sound story, and you could submit your own idea for the series at our webpage. That's wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.